Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, which day is it? Let us out of here. What is it that we can liken this to? It's not just the boredom with Adam Schiff. Have you seen his eyes last night? Dan, this is like somebody running a vacuum cleaner during the show, or those guys making noise beneath us, whatever they're building. And then finally, the relief when it stops. Or maybe it's like a car alarm that won't stop and you're screaming at it. Or is this like being stuck in a restaurant and a baby is wailing as you're there in a restaurant? Which one is it like with Adam Schiff, in addition to the boredom, in addition to the lies? We'll break all that down. Greg Jarrett will be here at 10. But I have a couple of things locally to get to first that are big. One of them at 9:30, it's a Larry Krasner thing that even for Krasner is unimaginable. And it doesn't just put people in Philadelphia at risk. It puts everybody at risk in the entire area. But I have a piece here, and I like her, so I'm kind of surprised. I told Dan before the show that plays right into Trump derangement syndrome with the president coming to Wildwood. And we didn't see this. I just happened to see it this morning. I was looking for more angles. By the way, our out question today will be any pop culture reference, like a song, the best song, or film that has a road trip in it, because Dan is headed on a road trip to Wildwood with a gang of two, well, three, he'll be the third, to scout up locations for our road trip to Wildwood next Tuesday, if all goes according to plan. So I am really thrilled that this is going to happen. And that we'll see you there all day long. It's going to be nuts. So one of the local stories, Amy Rosenberg wrote this last week when she heard we had Ernie Triano on. Glad to help the Inquirer. Trump will arrive in Wildwood with its very Trumpy mayor, Ernie Triano, ousted. And she talks about Triano. You've heard him on my show. A guy who says, pull up your pants. No kneeling protest on the boardwalk. We'll play Kate Smith forever. That woman that police punched on the Wildwood Beach, the police were right. She says, for years, Wildwood Mayor Ernie Triano Jr. made headlines and got reelected with his own Jersey Shore version of brash Trumpiness. Now, I don't think Triano has ever said he's a miniature Donald Trump. He's just a populist, an outspoken guy, and a guy who I think was amazing in some of the stuff that he did. Amy Rosenberg goes on to say he was shellacked, though, by the mayor that we had on yesterday. Now, Dan made a great point yesterday with Mayor Pete Byron, Northeast Philadelphia native. He was a good guy. If you missed it, it's up on podcast. We had a lot of reaction to it since we're headed to Wildwood. And the mayor said the over and under figure, he gave me an exact figure, which is rare, is $25,000, meaning if it costs Wildwood more than $25,000 in expenses, then he may do the obligatory thing for a Democrat and send a bill to President Trump. Under that, he won't. That's what he said. So she says that Byron won. Are you ready for this? That this is the Trump stuff again. By having the NAACP take him door to door, particularly into the Mexican community. I mean, Ernie Triano never ran against Hispanics or against African Americans or anything like that. But that's what they made the election about. And they talk about how Wildwood has changed. And that's why he lost. Then they get to me. The Inquirer writes, Triano was a star of Philly Talk Radio, and yet another appearance earlier this month on 1210 WPHT host Tom Giordano was openly mournful. Well, I was. I like this guy. and somewhat disbelieving that his go-to source of sure outrageousness had been dethroned. She's almost taken pleasure in this. Triano consoled Giordano with the promise he'd run again for the job. Triano said he just told things as he saw them, from protest kneeling to Kate Spitz. Okay? So this is the Trump connection again. Are you getting it? And then they go on to talk about they will allow Kate Smith to be played on the boardwalk this year. Still be played daily at 11 a.m. during the summer season. The controversy over her racist songs dissipated. And the NAACP has been satisfied on this. It's unbelievable. Here's a guy in Wildwood. How is Ernie Triano Donald Trump? Well, just because he's outspoken, just because he comes on my show, just because he's a populist, and he has expressed some degree of admiration for Donald Trump. Here we go again. We've beaten Trump again. That's what the Inquirer is saying. And it's a message. America has changed. Trump will go down in 2020. That's what I'm reading into this stuff. In addition to this farce, day two was even worse than day one. In a moment, I'll play you Rachel Maddow and Chris Hayes torching senators for leaving the trial and falling asleep. And Maddow actually says they ought to fake it. They ought to fake interest. They ought to be wide-eyed. Oh, my God, that interesting Adam Schiff. Oh, my God. And we have a cut of Schiff acknowledging he has about 10 minutes left in his presentation last night to the senators. It's going to get worse every day. You have two more days of this nonsense with the same dribble. But here's the other big local story today. By the way, the phone lines are 855-839-1210. The other big story today is we have a new archbishop, or bishop. I guess he's arch if he comes to Philadelphia. And this is the worst that you can imagine. Now, I am going to try to get him on the show. Those of you that are not Catholic, I think by now you understand. There are three big jobs in Philadelphia that affect the whole Philadelphia area, in my view. Sort of a tagline of my show over the years. The most important job is head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. This town, this area, lives and dies with the Eagles. Second position, maybe, is the mayor of Philadelphia. Well, we know how disastrous that is. Third is the archbishop. Now, Archbishop Chaput, who's being forced to retire, reaching a mandatory age and also reaching the end of the great Pope Francis, the fact that he's not on his team, he's not a liberal, is a brilliant guy. I think I've had him on the show over his tenure here. I forget how many years it is. Four times. And you know how relentless we are trying to get people on that you'd like to hear. And I've had a good relationship with him. He's a brilliant guy. He's relatively conservative. Yet on the issue of immigration and illegal immigration, he toes the line of the U.S. Catholic Conference of Bishops. Well, they're celebrating in Philadelphia today because the guy that he has tagged in, Pope Francis has tagged in, is Hispanic, Cuban-American, Latino, and comes from Cleveland. And here's just one quote. The Inquirer says, while Chaput was an outspoken conservative who rarely attacked Trump's immigration policies. You notice again, Trump, again, what these people are sick. It is a wake up every morning, every story. When we get to the gritty story, it's probably got some Trumpism in it. Perez has emerged, the new guy coming to town, as a critic of the administration, saying the nation has lost its moral compass. Here's what he told the Plain Dealer in 2018. The state doesn't give human rights. Oh, we agree with him on that. We're born with them and given them by God. Human rights cross the border. Let me read you that again. Human rights cross the border. Are you getting it now? You're getting where this guy, Jim Kenney, will be going to communion again, I guess. with this. We love it. He's wearing the big L. And this petty pope, this pedophagery pope, Pope Francis, as petty as they come, I'm betting this guy gets elevated to cardinal within a year. Yet he wouldn't elevate a guy who is the most intellectual of any of these bishops in Archbishop Chaput, who is of Indian ancestry in addition to that. So think about this. Here's the hand of Pope Francis again, this petty, vindictive little man. And you could say all that you want. Well, I'm not a Catholic. How does that affect me? You got to understand, the Inquirer does make a technical point here, how large this archdiocese is. It's over the whole area. It's not just in Philadelphia. The number of schools and churches and the somewhat power it has. Chaput was somewhat of a check on this rampant, crazy progressivism, or at least tried to do that in his own way. Now, this guy coming to town, my expectations are, here we go. It is endless. So right here in our backyard, this isn't just national. We see this play out. All right, so phone lines are 855-839-1210. You got a line right now. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. So that I don't forget to, I saw a piece today comparing Michael Bloomberg, and they say he's adopting Trump tactics in trying to get elected president. Trump never spent $2 billion of his own money. He didn't have to. He's not going to do that. And they say that Bloomberg is a great brander. Doomberg, right? And the brand is, while Trump had Make America Great Again, you know what the slogan is, the catchphrase for Bloomberg is? Mike will get it done. Mike will get it done. Yeah. Take away your big gulp. Take away your guns. Mike will get it done. Can you imagine comparing that? And even Trump knows it. He doesn't like this Keep America Great Again stuff. I could tell. How could you? It is the all-time great, the number one political slogan, Make America Great Again. MAGA, the hats. You're not going to top that. You're going to be wearing a hat around that says, Mike will get it done. Let Mike do it. Mike will get it done. You can see people saying, they can say MAGA. Mike will get it done. What does that translate to? M-W-G-I-D. Nothing. Mike will get it done. It just rings, doesn't it? You're witnessing history here. This will be like Tipper Canoe or Tyra 2 or something like that.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.